Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Good evening, everyone. We're back for another phenomenal, fabulous, awesome, stupendous, superlatively supreme show tonight. It's been just like an awesome week. We are I've been on the road, in being on the road, it's been so hard. It's been very, very difficult to be on the road. People have no idea. They think when you're on the road, it's like this real glamorous thing, but it's not real glamorous at all when you're from hotel to hotel, and you're just make so. But anyway, the good news is I've been on the road, and we're switching up all of our TV stations so that we can do local ad insertions in each one of our television stations that we have across the country. So yes, we have TV stations, and we're going to be adding more. And I'm really, really super duper excited about that. While I've been on the road, we went live and began broadcasting on our new TV station in Beaumont, Texas. Yay, Beaumont. Woo-hoo. Of course, we're in Houston, Texas, so Houston and Beaumont are together. We're opening an office in Houston, Texas, for local sales in Houston, Texas. Pretty awesome. Yeah. Woo-hoo. And the office is awesome, and I'm really happy, and I'm really excited about that. And we have just been kicking butt and taking names in building our in building the Punch TV Studios platform, and I'm just really, really happy. I want to introduce our co-host for tonight's show and our producer, the Sharifa. How are you doing tonight?
I am excellent. How are you doing this evening, Mr. Collins?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm having a very good time. I've been driving like a rock star, lack of a better word. I've been driving like a rock star and driving all across country. You know, I've already put 4,000 miles, another 4,000 miles on my vehicle. And she's purring like a kitten, though, and I'm really happy about that. So what's going on with you? How is your day-to-day going on in your world?
Everything is excellent. I'm trying to figure out how long you're going to travel the country and set up all of these affiliate stations personally. I mean, everyone, you know, yesterday we discussed whether or not a CEO should speak to people directly. So maybe tonight discuss whether or not the CEO should be installing affiliate stations.
Well, the thing is that, you know, I enjoy this part of it because I get to meet some incredible people, and I get to form bonds with the TV station owners, and that's how we are able to do things that other TV networks can't do because, and we're not just a TV network, but as a TV network, they can't do it. And so we get to form bonds with the owners of the stations, and you know, because sometimes you need help on different things, right? And I like shaking hands and having dinner and lunch in different places with the TV station owners, and it's pretty interesting, and I'm loving. I like the process of that. Now I don't like the road, but some of these stations, you know, people think that stations are in these real glamorous places, you know, because they look at TV and they see glamorous images. Well, let me tell you, TV stations are in some of the most ruralest places. The broadcast centers of TV stations are in some of the most ruralest places you could ever imagine. I mean, just completely, totally rural, like in the backwoods of. And it's like, wow, you wouldn't even think a TV station would be back there. And then this TV station got these long, tall, 3,000-foot towers that, and then the towers transmit to that local area. And so they take our signal from Los Angeles, and they take it into the transmitter to the broadcast center in the local area, and then they rebroadcast the signal into that local area. Well, right now, it's so crucial for us at Punch TV Studios to have revenues. And because we now have a lot of investors that have invested in the company, and I'm so thankful to all of our investors, and we have a lot of investors that invested in the company and they're believing in what we're saying. But I made the investors a promise, Sharifa.
What
I made them
promise?
A promise. I promised the investors that invest in Punch TV Studios that by year three, we're going to do $500 million to $1 billion in revenue. And I made that promise to them. And what I'm out here doing right now is doing what it takes to ensure that I've done everything in my power to live up to that promise that I made to the investors that are investing in Punch TV Studios. I made a promise. And I'm gonna do what I have to do to keep that promise. And if that means I've got to get on the road and I've got to be out here away from the people I love, away from family, away from everything, to make sure that I keep the promise to my investor base, that's why I'm out here. That's why I'm out here. It's really important to achieve this objective. And so the promises that we're making to our investors, I'm going to make sure that we keep those promises. That's why we're going to work with incredible producers and directors to make 300 films over 3 years. Somebody said today that it's totally possible and even the big studios can't do it. They're such dumbasses, and I'm just going to say it. You're a dumbass. You have no idea what it takes. You're not in production. You're not in doing this right here. You're just a dumbass, and you're putting things out there to strike fear in people that you have no knowledge of. I'm in television. I've already produced over 700 TV commercials. I've done so many music videos, hundreds of music videos that I can't even remember them anymore. I've done so many movies and television shows until they kind of become a blur. And so somebody who makes a statement like that, it's just a dumbass. And I'm just going to tell you, I know I try to be politically correct sometimes, but it just gets my goat. When you know nothing about television, you know nothing about the television industry, and you want to make a blatant statement like it can't be done. They told Robert Kennedy that you cannot send a man to the moon, but he demanded that it happened. And guess what happened, Sharifa?
What happened?
There was a man on the moon, and he walked the moon, and he kicked the dust up on the moon, and they did all those kinds of things on the moon. So that's what happened. They made it to the moon, and now we're trying to get to Mars. So if people can get to Mars, we can do $500 million to $1 billion in revenue, and we can work with these independent producers. See, sometimes you got to break out of the system. And what's happened is so many people are locked into the system until they can't see anything but the system. But sometimes you have to break out of the system to achieve something different that the system itself is not designed to let you achieve. And that's what we're doing at Punch TV Studio. The system says, hey, we don't want the little people to be investors and be a part of IPOs. We're going to lock them all out. But guess what? Punch TV Studios is able to sell its stock directly to investors before we begin trading on Wall Street. And that's super duper powerful, super duper powerful. And I'm excited about that. I'm really, really excited about that. So there are just some things, you know, I try to play politically correct, and I try to play Mr. Nice Guy most of the time, and I try to say things away. But sometimes you just got to say things the way they're going to say. People have no idea how much energy it takes to build a company. They have no idea, most people. I mean, if you're not in business and you just get a paycheck, you have no idea what the CEOs of these companies are going for in order to build these amazing companies and do amazing things in business. And so what I'm hoping for is that they see me taking, or that our stockholders see me taking all of this time traveling across country, and I'm hoping that our stockholders will, in a year or two from now, when we do at least $250 million in revenue, I'm hoping that my stockholders will approve a jet for the company so then I can get to everywhere on our private jet so that we can get there quicker. So we can save time and grow the company larger and move into larger things and do larger business. And that's what I'm looking forward to, and that's why I'm excited about what we're doing. So I think it's cool. How do you feel about that? What do you think?
It sounds like it got you, whoever made that comment, got you all fired up. They didn't got you all riled up.
How dare you make a comment like that? How dare you make a comment like that? You don't know what I do. You don't even know my character. They said that a black company can't get on the New York Stock Exchange. Well, let me tell you something. Punch TV Studios is going to be on the New York Stock Exchange. I'm going to tell you, we're going to do it. It might take me a little longer to get there than some of these other big companies. We are going to get there, and we're going to grow an amazing company. And I'm going to – guess what we're going to do at Punch? And I'm making this pledge to everyone who becomes a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to help you, educate you, understand what is that you're involved in, because a lot of people have no idea. You know, they are trusting that we're doing this, and they're trusting that we're making this, that we're happening, and they're trusting, but they don't really understand the power of what these people are, who are our stockholders, are now a part of. And understanding that power, oh my God, it's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely, totally, and completely amazing. And so sometimes, this is so amazing, until sometimes you just get sick of the pundits who tell you you can't do things. You get sick of the pundits who tell you that, oh, it can't happen. It can't come together. It can't be this. It can't. It's never happened before. Just because it's never happened before doesn't mean that it can't happen now. Now, we got our great president, President Barack Obama, into office. There had never been, and I can't say never, but since George Washington, there has never been a black president in America that's openly African-American, right? And this guy, it never happened before, but he became president of the United States. He became president of the United States during the worst economic in American history. America was on the brink of bankruptcy. And he had the foresight to understand that America runs on small businesses. It is the small business people that have employees under 10 employees, under 20 employees. It is the companies that have under 20 employees that are the mainstay of the American economy. And he had the foresight to push through a regulation that allowed two things to happen. One of those things to happen, it allows Punch TV Studios to be able to raise capital. The second thing that happened, it allowed Punch TV Studios to raise capital directly from the community, because the urban community has been left out of capital markets, and wealth is created in capital. And now we get a chance now to tap into that wealth, and Punch TV Studios is the catalyst company that's making that happen. And you know what? up the river with the pundits. That's what I say. That's what I say tonight. I say up the river with the pundits because you have no idea what you're talking about. You have no idea what you're talking about. And fortunately for us, the one law that the president did get through, the one law that they allowed him to get through, that I think this upcoming president is definitely going to embrace, is that they got through Regulation A, which is an improvement on the 1934 Securities Act. And that improvement allows us to raise capital and use capital markets to build our business. And with us, what we're doing, other companies will be able to do soon for their own particular businesses. And we are what you would call a, what's the word would be? We are what you would call, we are what you would call a beta company, so to speak. And I'm happy to be in this position, and I'm happy that African Americans and people of color all across this country are investing in our company every single day. So to the pundits who doing what you do, all you do is complain. You never really do anything other than complain. So to the pundits, I say, up yours. And with that, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with more Punch TV Studios.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
So, how do you feel tonight about all of the naysayers?
Oh, wow, that's a deep question.
Let's go deep tonight. Let's just really get deep. How do you feel about all of the naysayers?
You caught me completely off guard with that question. I definitely, you know, am not the kind of person that just says what you just said. But I'm more of a I can show you better than I can tell you kind of person, you know, because
right.
I always try to say my people, you know, is my people suffer from lack of knowledge, and they really don't know. And so sometimes it's hard to blame someone for not being able to see something that's never been done before. And that's the way I really try to look at it, is that, you know, it's never been done. It's never been out there. They've never seen it. It doesn't exist. So, of course, they're going to be like, oh, that's not possible. I mean, but there are so many things in history that people have said were impossible. I mean, some of the things that are common everyday occurrences right now, I mean, just look at the airplanes and so much modern technology. I mean, we're talking to people. I'm talking to you from California, and you're in Texas. I mean, these things were unheard of.
I'm in Florida.
I'm sorry. Florida, you know, I lose you. It's hard to keep track of our CEO, but wherever you are, you're not
Texas,
here.
I am in Florida now, yeah. I was in Texas yesterday.
The moral of the story is that you're way over there and I'm way over here and we're having a conversation. And that, I'm sure there were plenty of people who said there's no way in the world you can talk to someone who's thousands of miles away. And so it's, you know, it's understandable to a certain extent, even though we don't like it, that some people just don't see it. And so what I try to focus on is educating those people, and if I can't educate them, I just say, you know what, they'll get it at some point in time. And where the rub is that at that point when they get it, the stock will most likely not be available. So what's going to happen is those are going to be the people who are going to beat themselves up, or they're going to be like, wow, I could have gotten in it. You know, we've talked about so many examples of people who have called you and even told me about, you know, opportunities where they could have purchased stock and they didn't, you know, people who didn't get in on Microsoft and so many other companies. So it's going to be their loss in the end. So, it's your baby, so you take it, you know, it's personal. But at the end of the day, they're just they've never seen a company turn out 300 films in 3 years. I mean, so for them, it's unheard of.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. My friend, good friend of mine, he had a chance to invest in Microsoft when Bill Gates, was begging people to invest in his little company. Nobody could have seen that Microsoft would become the company that it is today. And certainly my friend who said he had $1 million at the time. And the guy from Microsoft was just, I mean, Bill Gates had a little article in the paper saying, hey, please buy $500 worth of my stock. Please. I'm going to build this amazing software company. And if you could just please buy $500 worth of my stock, you're going to be a part of something great. Please. He was begging people. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Bill Gates doesn't have to beg anybody anymore. If Microsoft wants to raise money, I mean, they could raise money just like that overnight. It's like there's no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. Microsoft is an amazing company. Microsoft today, even though he was begging people to invest in his company, today Microsoft has a war chest that they have just sitting in the bank, a war chest in excess of several billion dollars. That's not money they use to run the company. That's money that they use to stop anybody else or to purchase another company should they want to do that. They just got that money sitting aside just in case they need to go to war with somebody. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine
that? Yes, I can. I definitely can.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And that's just to go to war with somebody. So because they have so much money and they have so much on it, nobody goes to war with Microsoft. Because very few people go to war with Microsoft because they just prepared for that. In addition to that, they have a very strong stock, and they have very strong revenues, and he's from the guy that was begging people to buy $500 worth of his stock to where Microsoft is today is absolutely amazing.
And absolutely just look at how far you've come in this time frame, or I just won't say you, but Punch TV Studios. I mean, it started with a few investors, and then all of a sudden, as the buzz was created and people heard about it, more and more people came on board. And that's all that's happening, is that at the very beginning, there's always a few people who believe and a few people who get it, you know, and then all of a sudden, the masses get it. But the masses don't usually get it until, you know, much later. And so that's really where you are right now. It's just really, you know, continuing to get your message out to the masses.
And that's what we're doing. We're getting our message out. We're letting the people know you can be a part of this. And this is going to be awesome. People have no idea. And sometimes, I don't know why today this guy who did all of this crazy stuff out there today. He just got next to me today. And I'm going to tell you, because they don't know how hard we have worked to get to this point. This has not been easy. It's not like somebody opened up this magic door and said, hey, come on in, ride on our magic carpet, and we're going to do these kinds of things. This has been pure work and sacrifice to get to this point. It's been pure work, pure sacrifice to get to this point. And I'm thankful, don't get me wrong, I'm really thankful to everyone who has helped us get here. I'm really thankful to everyone who's like, you know what, I want to be an early investor in Punch TV Studios. I can kind of see where this company is going. I want to put my money in that company. I want to do these different kinds of things. And they're early investors in the company, and I think it's wonderful. I think it's exciting, you know, and that was my goal, and that was my object in the goal, is to make this come together like that for the community to have an opportunity to be a part of this, for the community to get the opportunity that Bill Gates tried to give to people when he was building his thing. And my friend said he was had $1 million, and he wouldn't spend $500 on Bill Gates stock. Can you imagine that?
I can imagine how he feels now.
Right.
After the fact.
Now he's like, oh my God, I had no idea Bill Gates was going to do this. I had no idea that the company was, and this was 30 years ago. See, so from 30 years to now, he would have been a multimillionaire if he'd have just bought that little stock with the money that he had.
Right.
Which he could have thrown that money
right away.
He blew the money anyway, lost it. He doesn't have that kind of money anymore. But, you know, at the time, it could have been a sustainable kind of thing, and that's why you want to have a sustainable. I had a lady who called me who's one of our investors now. She called me.
Okay.
And she said to me, she said, this is exactly what she said. She said, Mr. Collins, many years ago, $10,000, and I had an opportunity to invest in Berkshire Hathaway. And she said, my aunt, and she went to her auntie, and she said to her auntie, hey, you know what? I'm thinking about investing in Berkshire Hathaway. I'm thinking about investing $10,000 in Berkshire Hathaway. And Berkshire Hathaway, I guess at the time, she could have got the stock for $1,000 a share. And what people don't know is just because the stock is $1 a share now, that doesn't mean it can't go up to $1,000 a share. But at the time this happened, the Berkshire Hathaway stock was $1,000 a share, and she was going to buy 10 shares for $10,000. She said to me, Mr. Collins, I was going to buy this 10 shares, and my auntie talked me out of buying that stock. My auntie said to me, why would you buy stock in that company? That's the dumbest thing that ever. That's just dumb. You ought to take your $10,000, put it in the bank and save your money and then let your money grow in the bank. It's safe. It's going to do this kind of thing. And she did not invest in, and she said inside of her, she said that her mind kept telling her, take the $10,000 and invest in Berkshire Hathaway. She said just because she was so discouraged by her auntie that she didn't do it. Berkshire Hathaway stock today is trading at $222,000 a share. If she would have had 10 shares, I don't know how to even multiply 222,000 times 10 shares. But I think that's $2 million. So that her $10,000 would have turned into, I don't know what it is. What is 10 times 220,000? It's a lot of money. I just put it like that. It's a lot of money. I'm gonna just because I know somebody's listening and they're probably like, this guy's crazy. And I want you to go online right now. You can Berkshire Hathaway, and you could see. So that's $2,220,000 But you can Google Berkshire Hathaway. You can see the numbers that this makes. And now when you invest in a company, that money shows up in your account. There's nobody that's got to issue you a check for that money when you're ready to cash it out. I feel the same way about Punch TV Studio. I think that people ought to take $1,000 or $10,000 and invest in Punch TV Studios. We are going to build an amazing company that you will have a chance to grow with, and that's why this is so important and why this is so powerful. So let's take another quick break, and we're going to be back with more right after these messages.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
How do you feel about that when people miss opportunities like that? What's your thoughts on that?
I think you're trying to get me riled up. I think you were already got you riled up. Now you're trying to get me riled up. So let me get
you
riled up.
I'm not trying to get you riled up. Really, I'm not trying to get you riled up. I'm just trying to say that, you know,
Let me just answer the question. I think that so often when we're passionate about something, we're very passionate about something, it's our vision, it's our baby, we can see it. And it's like we're looking around like, oh, my God, why can't everyone just see it? Why can't they see the opportunity? And it's so personal because we want the best for other people. We want them to have the best. We want them to have the wealth. And so for us, it's like, oh, my God, you can't see it. You're missing out. And so it becomes very personal. But what happens is sometimes when something is just so wonderful and it's such a great opportunity and it's only $1 a share, people are a little bit like, oh, my God, this is too good to be true. And then they get in this research mode and they start thinking, and not that they shouldn't think, but it's just like, and they miss out on these opportunities. And that's disappointing, but again, I try to focus on the education aspect. I try to show them how if they become a stockholder with French TV Studios, the opportunities that will open to them. Like I had one woman who told me, she said, you know, I don't even watch television. Why would I invest in a company, you know, a television company or a media company, and I don't watch television? And my response to her was, it's not just about watching television. Television is just one aspect of everything that we're doing. But the main thing is that as a stockholder, when the company benefits, you would benefit as well. You don't have to sit in front of a television and stare at a screen in order for you to benefit as a stockholder.
I mean,
sometimes when you look at it a different way, you're able to see the opportunity in a different way. Like I had another lady who said to me, she said, you know, I don't know if I should invest because, you know, I could just watch something else like BET. You know, I don't know if there's going to be a difference between, you know, what you're showing on Punch TV or what, you know, they're showing on something like BET. And again, my response to her was, at Punch TV Studios, you have the opportunity to get in on the IPO, on the initial public offering before it goes public. You know, literally at the beginning, that's when I started to be like, oh, my God, you don't see the difference. You know, you can go and buy stock from other companies, but that stock is already trading on the market. This is the opportunity that you may never have again to get in on the IPO phase. And then, and I think I talked about it before, you know, in one of the earlier shows, is that when you initially started explaining to me about the stock and the trade and the IPO and the Jobs Act and this and that, I was like, oh, my God, my brain hurts. Like, it's just so much information. But then I had this aha moment when all of a sudden it was like, oh, my gosh, like, I get it. And from that moment, I couldn't understand why everyone else didn't get it. And sometimes it took a little bit longer, but eventually, you know, more and more people had that aha moment, like, wow, I can get in at the beginning. You know, and that's what I try to do is help them reach that aha moment as opposed to just like, oh, they'll never get it. You know, sometimes people just take a little bit more time.
And I agree with that 100%. I mean, I have done a lot of educating. I mean, I have been the key educator right now, educating people about really understanding capital markets. It's not so much just the stock, but it's also understanding capital markets and why that's so powerful and how capital markets increase wealth and how you can build wealth being ahead of the trend. It's difficult to build wealth once the it's hard to catch a train when the train is rolling. When the train is rolling, it's hard to jump on that train. But while the train is sitting in the station and you're hearing a guy go, all aboard, you can catch that train, you can get on that train, and you can have a pretty good ride. And the train is going to do and ride like trains ride. That's just a fact of the matter. That's just like an absolute true statement.
The thing is, and I didn't want to cut you off, but the thing is, in that same example, is that even with the train schedule and the train beginning to move and the guy outside yelling all aboard, there are still people who miss the train every day.
They miss the train every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to say to people, hey, you don't have to miss this train. Well, I don't know a lot about it. Okay, that's fine. You don't need to know. We're going to teach you. We're going to help you understand this process. You're going to come to the shareholders meeting, and you're going to be a part of one of the most powerful meetings that takes place in the country ever. There is no more powerful meetings than shareholder meetings. Those meetings are some real powerful meetings. You want to be a part of that. Even if you invested $1,000 just to go to a shareholders meeting, is worth $1,000 investment if you've never been before. Just to say I was in the room, it's worth $1,000 investment. It's worth a $3,000 or $10,000 investment just to say you were in the room. It's worth that. Now, I'm going to tell you something that we're kind of doing at Punch now, and it's kind of got a lot of people upset. It's kind of got a lot of people upset. And I'm going to tell you what we're doing at Punch right now. What we're doing at Punch right now, although we have our IPO open for everyone, we want everyone to be a part of an IPO and buy stock in the company. But fortunately, it's difficult to, because of our staffing, because of that, we're not saying we're creating a minimum investment, but we're certainly taking people right now that are investing in blocks of 5,000 or more. That's our sweet spot. That's where we're taking people that are investing in that area and in that area right now. Now, that doesn't mean that as long as the shares are available and you have a few hundred dollars, you can't invest. It just means that you got to go to the website now and you got to read the instructions on the Invest Now page. And when you read the instructions on it, walk yourself through that whole kinds of things, because we are now getting towards the closing of the IPO. We're closing out the IPO now. And so you need to be a part of it, but you're going to have to kind of go to the website now and kind of walk yourself through that, because we're on the closing out phase. We've opened the door for the community to be involved. We have thousands of people that have invested from the community, literally, not figuratively, thousands. But now it's time for us to close the door. And the door is beginning to close on people having an opportunity now to invest in this IPO with Punch TV Studios. The door is beginning to close. So if you want to get into this, you need to make your investment now. You need to get up off your duffy, and you got to go to that computer, and you got to sit down, and you got to make your investment now. If you don't know how to use a computer, get your niece or get your nephew and let them help you make your investment now. You need to make that investment right now, because the door is closing. The door is closing. We had the door wide open, and we were like, everybody come in. But now the door is closing. So if you want to get in, you know, we're beginning to now close this thing out and beginning to take on the wealthier people in the community, part owners of the stock. But just because you have less stock, that doesn't make your stock less valuable than the next person. It's just that we are now in the closing phases. It's now closing. We've had it open for how long have we had it wide open?
Since June 19th.
It's been wide open to the community. It's been wide open to the community since June 19th. But now we're closing. So that means that the door of opportunity right now in the Punch TV Studios is beginning to close. And there's a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time that you can now be a part of this. Fortunately and unfortunately now, we're in the closing phase. So I know when people are calling the offices and stuff now, they're like, look, are you investing $5,000? Are you investing $2,500? Are you investing $10,000? And that's kind of where we are right now, because we've got to close it out. It's closing. But if you go to our website and follow the simple steps, on the website, you go to our website, punchtvstudios.com. You click on the Invest Now button. It'll take you to the investment page. When you go to the investment page, you can scroll down, and the instructions on how to make your investment are right there on the investment page. There's a video there on the investment page that you should take a look at. Take 15 minutes out of your time and watch this amazing video about what we're doing at Punch TV Studios. It's just absolutely awesome, awesomeness. And you're getting a chance to be a part of this. And you have no idea everything that we're getting ready to do. You have no idea everything we're getting ready to do. I mean, we just can't, when we display it to the world, we got to tell everybody, but you have no idea what we're getting ready to do. And it's going to be absolutely awesome, absolutely amazing. But now the window of opportunity is closing. And we have to go into closing phase now. And I think that's where our office is. That's where I am right now. We're going into closing phase so that we can close this thing out and we can begin to execute our business plan, which is awesome. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back to you with more right here about Punch TV Studios. You're going to be back with more in the Punch Bowl right here on Punch TV Studios.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
We are back from that commercial break.
Yes, we are absolutely back. And we are absolutely – so I've been getting calls now, and I'm going to just be real honest, and I've been very straightforward with everyone. But I've been getting calls now with people who want to invest $1 million or $5 million or more. I've been getting those calls right now. And it's been pretty like, okay, cool. You know, I'm like, okay, cool, you know. And – And that's pretty cool, and that's going to put us in that's going to put us in the closing mode. And they have a different mentality to it. You know, a lot of times, and I know this is so new to people. It's so new to people, and it's so exciting to people. And we have thousands of people that are excited. And believe it or not, right now we've had, and I'm just going to share this with everyone here. We have over 5,000 people today, right now, to invest right now. They're like, I'm having a little issue, I'm having a little this, and we're working through getting that we have 5,000 people that are trying to invest. They haven't invested, but they're trying to invest right now. And this is true. This is not like I'm making this up. I'm not even making this up. This is 100% true, because they know that this is an opportunity with Punch TV Studios that's going to come along every once in a while. And this is just really a great opportunity to start your investing and things like that in the capital market. And that's why this is so powerful, why this is so exciting, why this is coming together in this way. And I am completely and totally energized by the fact that we are going to build an amazing company. We're already doing it. We're already doing it. We have 5 TV stations that broadcast Punch TV Studios programming every day. We have thousands of hours of programming that we're broadcasting every day. We have thousands of hours of raw footage, literal raw footage that we're going to cut into new shows, and we're going to start syndicating those shows. So when people say, oh, are you going to be like BET, that's with the network portion of it. No, you know, we're going to be like Warner Brothers. We're going to develop television shows and movies that we're going to license to other TV networks and movie platforms all over the world. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. And on our network, we're going to build out the network over a period of time, and we're going to build a phenomenal television network over a period of time as one of the things that we do in the business. It's not going to be the core business, but it's going to be one of the things that we do in the business, and we are going to build an amazing company. I'm gifted at putting together great teams, and we're going to put together teams of people that are going to get this thing done. We're going to get it done for our shareholders. We're going to get it done for our filmmakers. And this is why I've been really harping on this. And I know, Sharifa, you and I haven't put a lot in on this yet. But I'm going to start banging this message out there to filmmakers that if you're a filmmaker and you know you're going to need money for a movie, you want to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios, because if you are a stockholder in Punch TV Studios, you will be able to come to us first, and we will help provide funding. We could help provide funding for the projects that make sense to the studio. Now, that in itself is worth a $5,000 investment, because you know when you go out and you make an independent movie, you know that you're going to need $50,000, $25,000, $10,000. You know you're going to need that kind of money to go make that movie. Am I right?
You're right.
You're going to need it. So you want to have access to capital, and you want to have access to that capital over and over and over again, so that when we're making movies, we're not just looking for guys that are just, oh, I'm a one-time filmmaker. No, no, no. We're looking for filmmakers that have filmmaking in their heart. And we're looking right now for the top 100 filmmakers in America that can make a movie for under $100,000. That's what we're looking for. People say, how are you going to make 300 movies? How are you going to make 300 movies in 3 years? Because I'm going to work with the top 100 filmmakers, top 100 producers, the top 100 music people to bring these things to life. And that's how we're going to get this done, because our investors are giving us the power to get this done.
That's right.
People say, oh, it can't be done. You're full of baloney. You know, you're full of it. We're going to do it. Now, you can get in, you can sit back and watch, or you can stand over there and talk about it. No matter what position you take, we're going to do it. We're going to get this done. And I don't know, this has been a different kind of show tonight where we really just, and I guess this guy who posted this stuff just really got to me a little bit tonight, because they post things they know nothing about. We've disclosed all of our information in our SEC filing. If it's not in the SEC filing, you're not going to get it. It's simple. It's not in the SEC filing, you're not going to get it. We disclose everything. We're telling you when we're going to do things. We're telling you how we're going to do things. We're telling you where we are today. We're telling you where we want to be tomorrow. We're doing those kinds of things right now. So you just now have to put your money where your mouth is. Don't just talk about it. My mom used to say, don't talk about it, be about it. And we've tried to keep this as inexpensive as possible. And this is another thing. And I'm just griping a little bit tonight. I hope I'm not really like, you know, but I'm just letting people know tonight. I'm just letting you know. This is another thing. Just because we set our stock at $1 a share doesn't mean we're cheap. We set our stock at $1 a share so that the community could get more shares of the company, so that as the company is successful, the number of shares is multiplied times the amount of money is times the amount that's being traded on that day. So, for instance, if you have 100 shares of stock or 1,000 shares of stock that you bought at $1 a share, that means you spent $1,000. And you bought those shares at about $1,000 a share. And if on that day the stock is trading at, I don't know, give me a number. Pick a number, Shreve.
$40.
If on that day the stock is trading at $40 a share, that means in your investment account, because you have 1,000 shares that you bought for 1,000 $1 bills, you have in your investment account, $40,000 will show up in your investment account. Period. There's no mathematics to it. There's none of that. There's no magical thing. It's just how it is. It's capital markets. Now let's take another scenario. Say you invested $1,000. Let's take that same $1,000. You with me, Shreva?
I'm with you.
And let's say we set our share price at, $5 a share. Let's say if our IPO price was at $5 a share and you invested $1,000, how many shares would you get? 200 shares. Okay, so now you would have 200 shares of stock that you invested for $1,000. Now let's take that same thing that on that day, the stock trading at $40 a share, the same number, that 40 now is multiplied times that 200. And now instead of you having $40,000 a share, you would now have how much? $8,000.
A lot less.
$8,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it this way so that since the community is embracing what we're doing, since they are a part of what we're doing, we wanted to make this powerful so that we can help you build a legacy for yourself and for your family. And that's why this is so powerful. This is why this is so powerful. I look forward. This is something that I'm looking forward to. And I tell you, and you could put this out everywhere, and you could tell the people who are listening to this, you can tell your friends, you can tell whatever. I look forward. I am personally looking forward to every day, and I'm emphasizing this. Do you hear me, Sharifa? You hear me?
I'm hearing you.
I look forward to the people that become multimillionaires because they've purchased Punch TV Studio stock. I look forward to seeing those people who achieve that objective with us. I look forward to seeing that. I really do. I want people. I want to build a company that the stock price is so solid and the company is so solid until if you sell your stock, you'd be like, man, I really hated to sell my stock in that company. That's the kind of thing that I am working to create. So that you sell your stock, you'd be like, I really hated to sell my stock, man. I had to sell it because I was in the, I had to get some money out of it or whatever, but I really hated to do it. I really hated it. I didn't really want to do it, but I had to do it. And that's how I want people to feel about Punch TV Studio stock.
Wow. That is deep, and I could definitely relate to that. The only thing that I can say aside from that is, no matter what you do, no matter what your product or service is, you cannot make all of the people happy all of the time, you know, and that's what I just try to remember. So you are doing the thing. Punch TV Studios is doing the dang thing. You're making it happen. You have millions and millions of people who are rooting for you. So one little person with one little post, nah, that's, you know, we can't make everybody happy.
You can't make everybody happy. And I'm not trying to make everybody happy either. But I am trying to build a phenomenal company. And I hate when people put out false information that they know nothing about. They just know they have it. They say, oh, I've done my research. You ain't researched nothing. Because if you'd have researched it, you'd have had all the information and you could put the information out right. And that's why I say again, like I'm like the chief educator to help people understand mm-hmm. what it is that we're doing and what it is that they're being a part of and what it is that people are participating in. And that's exciting. And I'm happy and I'm thankful. And I'm not ranting because I'm not thankful. I'm very thankful to the thousands of people who believe in Punch TV Studios. I'm very thankful to the thousands of people who believe in my dream and believe in me that we can build a phenomenal company together. I'm very thankful to that. I'm so thankful. I really am. I'm very thankful to Congress, and I'm very thankful to the United States Senate, and I'm very thankful to the President of the United States, President Obama, who had the audacity and the foresight to put this together. I'm very thankful. And I can only see great things coming out of what we're doing in the community. So I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Tell your friends to visit our website. Talk about what we're doing. I know millions of people across the country, hundreds of millions of people across the country are talking about Punch TV Studios right now. I can tell you that right now. I can tell you that right now. But tell your friends about Punch TV Studios. Tell your family about Punch TV Studios. Say, hey, let's come together. Let's invest in Punch TV Studios. This could happen. It might not happen, but guess what? It could happen. This could be the next Time Warner. This could be the next Sony. This could be the next Viacom company. It could happen. So I want to thank you for joining us on the show and listening in. Again, I always thank our producer for a phenomenal show, for putting together another phenomenal show, phenomenal night. Visit our website, punchtvstudios.com. Make your investment tonight. Invest $1,000, $5,000 in the company, and we're going to do this together and do something amazing. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. Share this show. Let your friends know. Let everyone know. With that being said, have a Stevie night, and we'll see you back here.
Thanks
tomorrow
for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.